Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Just make everything as difficult on him as possible, but, you know, we won't be the first team to say have said that. You know, this is, you know, they've played Orlando and Philly, and I'm sure they all wanted to make it difficult and hard on him. And, you know, sometimes great players have a way of just finding ways to get things done. So, you know, we're not any different. We'll want to make everything hard, give him some different looks, throw different bodies at him. And, you know, hopefully we can find a way.
Welcome back. Bill Michaels show continues on. We are glad you are here. That was Budenholzer, head coach of your Milwaukee Bucks, trying to slow down Kawhi. And I don't see any way that this Bucks team loses this series by any stretch of the imagination. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels show. Also of Fun in the Summer and Wednesday Night Live, which is back 2 weeks from tonight at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in the Budweiser Pavilion. I cannot wait. Rebel Grace takes the stage. It is going to be a good time, and hope to see you out there at some point this musical season. Cannot wait. Bring him in now, Eric Name of the Athletic, Milwaukee Basketball Insider, joining us. Eric, tell me how in the world this Bucks team could lose this series, if at all.
I think it would take a Herculean effort from Kawhi Leonard to really get that done. He's been just a monster offensively this entire postseason, and obviously he's one of the best two-way players in the entire league. So he can do that, but I think the big thing that we've seen thus far this season is that the Raptors haven't really had an answer for Giannis, and we haven't seen Kawhi Leonard try to cover him that much. So if he does end up being someone that can slow Giannis down and make him struggle a little bit offensively, and then on the other side of the ball, he can go out there and put up 40 points or whatever it may be, like maybe in that world, like the Bucks could end up dropping this series to the Raptors. But it is going to require him being fantastic, and then, you know, at least one other player with the Raptors having, you know, a series probably somewhere above their head. Like, I do think this Bucks team is better. I picked them in five in my preview at The Athletic. And, you know, I just think we've seen this Bucks team answer the call against the Celtics, where they came out and, you know, got punched and just kind of handled it and just rolled through four straight games. And I thought that Raptors team was probably their worst matchup of anyone in the Eastern Conference, and they passed that test. So for me, you know, going into the playoffs, I said if they beat the Celtics, they're going to go to the finals, and I still feel that way.
I think this Bucks team is going to win in five. I can see them losing maybe a game. I just can't see them losing more than a game to this. Look, the Raptors are a good team, but I think the Bucks are just that much better and that much deeper, barring injury, right?
Yeah, I lean that way as well. I mean, I think the second most likely outcome is, you know, the Bucks winning this series in seven. So I do think, you know, this Raptors team is more together than just about any team in the league outside of the Bucks, and I think that's been a big part of the Bucks' success is that they've had a clear, consistent vision for the entire season, and the Raptors are very similar in that. They knew exactly what they were going to do offensively and defensively throughout the entire year, and I think that helps come playoff time. We saw the Celtics try to build playoff habits in the playoffs, and that just doesn't work. Like, you have to have that stuff kind of ingrained in you. So I do think the Raptors do have some of that. So there is at least the possibility that, you know, we see them pull a couple games from the Bucks and really make this a series. I'm not 100% sure that it'll occur, but and obviously I lean towards the Bucks in five, but The Raptors are, I don't want to undersell just how talented they are. I think Kawhi Leonard is the second best player in the Eastern Conference. I think you look at a guy like Pascal Siakam that really broke out for them. He was fantastic this year. Kyle Lowry is a multiple-time All-Star. Same thing with Marcus Gasol. Like, there is a lot of talent on the roster. I just think this Bucks team matches up pretty well against that Raptors roster.
If you're going to be the Raptors, how are you going to attack the Bucks consistently enough to be able to slow them down or shut them down to where the Bucks just can't get it done?
I think offensively they have to do everything they can to take advantage of Giannis as the roamer that he likes to be. Giannis, obviously, they try to put him against the guy that's the least threatening on the floor and then just let him fly around, block shots, get steals, intimidate, just be this force. So they got to find a way to take advantage of that. And maybe that's Pascal Siakam. He had a career high in the Raptors' lone win against the Bucks this year where he hit a bunch of corner threes. He was able to get the basket. He was really just able to, you know, kind of annoy them throughout the night. And to me, that's the big thing, that defensively they have to make Giannis work. They have to find ways to really make it tough on him to be what he wants to be defensively. And then, I mean, offensively, this Bucks team's really hard to slow down. They're going to make you pick between really walling up against Giannis and then, you know, really kind of kicking the ball out for shooters. And I thought it was interesting talking about Giannis a little bit yesterday. He had mentioned that, you know, the Celtics really went out of their way in game one that wall was going to be strong, that wall was going to be tight, they weren't going to break off of it. And then he could kind of see as the series went on, he was getting through that wall a little bit easier. And part of it was, you know, helpers not quite as confident because the Bucks were in shots. The other part of it was you take a beating if you want to put up a wall against Giannis. He's going to keep running into it. Like, that is just how he's going to approach this. He's going to be aggressive. So you have to be willing to put your body on the line for that long, and that makes it really tough. So I think the only other thing I can really think of is Kyle Lowry leads the postseason in charges drawn at this point. I think he's taken 18 charges at this point. So he's going to do everything he can to jump in Giannis's way, take one on the chest, and try to pick up some early fouls. Marcus Gasol will do the same thing at the center position, which is kind of rare. Most of the time, centers are going to try to challenge Giannis at the rim. So, you know, if those guys can draw some offensive fouls in a couple of these games, maybe that can swing it over into the Raptors' direction.
Talking with Eric Name of The Athletic, our Milwaukee Basketball Insider. Look, if let's just say Lopez gets it. What is it with Lopez right now? Is it just that he's just struggling just beyond the arc? Because he just looked terrible against Boston. He had one solid game. The other three were just awful.
Yeah, he's struggling with his shot right now. And really, I think part of it, too, is that Boston has some personnel that can make it tough on him. Obviously, everyone's going to run him off the line. That's what everyone knows at this point. But when, you know, the guy that's doing it is, you know, someone as good as Al Horford or Aaron Baines was quite good at it. The Celtics put some smalls on him. Like, that makes him, it makes it more difficult for him to really get into a comfortable groove as a shooter. And, you know, he just didn't really find it at all during that Celtics series. Where I think it gets interesting in this one is who the Raptors put on him. If it's going to be Marc Gasol, he doesn't really have the foot speed to really challenge Brook Lopez. I know there was a stat that I saw yesterday that with Marc Gasol on the Grizzlies, the Bucks were scoring like 123 points per 100 possessions, which is just an astronomical amount. And it was largely because when Brook Lopez was on the floor against Marc Gasol, it was really tough for him because Gasol had to make a decision between protecting the rim or running out there. Sometimes he would run out there and then Giannis would get to the basket, or other times he would pack it in and then Brook Lopez would hit a deep three. I think he puts Gasol kind of in a difficult spot here where you wouldn't necessarily expect someone who, you know, Gasol was borderline MVP candidate in a couple seasons. He's all NBA. You wouldn't expect someone as good as Marc Gasol not to have a clear advantage over Brook Lopez. And I think Lopez's shooting at least makes this matchup close. And that is a huge win for the Bucks that, you know, the Raptors' big acquisition at the trade deadline isn't someone that maybe matches up all that well against the Bucks.
The only thing I can think of that would sideline the Bucks would be is if they play these things on the weekends at 1 o'clock. I mean, that's it. I'm sorry, I just don't look. We can talk about all the scenarios and the doomsday scenarios. I just don't see how the Bucks lose this series. I put money on them in five. I just believe that they're going to get this win. Now, coming into tonight's game, they got punched in the nose by Boston in game one after a long rest. They've had a long rest now. Do you see a repeat of that performance? Now, again, that was a 1 o'clock game, but do you see a repeat of that performance?
I don't think they're going to be very good tonight. I think we've heard from Giannis. I was talking to Katie George about this earlier today, and we were trying to figure out how many times in the last 3 to 4 years, Giannis has mentioned the fact that he wants to play every other day. Like that is the schedule that he likes. That's enough rest for him to feel like he's 100% good to go the next day, and it's enough to make sure that he doesn't get out of rhythm. Anything more than that, he doesn't feel like he has a good rhythm because he hasn't been on a game floor in a long time. And, I mean, this is 6 days of rest. Like, this is a really, really long time for you not to play. So I do think it's going to be interesting to watch kind of how he comes out of the gate and, you know, how he tries to attack and what kind of flow he has. I think it's going to be a little bit of a struggle. And then, I mean, the other thing was, you know, Malcolm Brogdon trying to come back. Everyone was talking about, oh, yeah, you know, this is great, more rest for him. But Mike Budenholzer has told us kind of again and again, like, he doesn't need any more rest. Like, he's healthy. He is 100%. He's ready to go. He just needs game reps. So I think I'll be curious to watch how Malcolm Brogdon plays tonight as he tries to get back in the flow of things because, I mean, maybe an adjustment if the Bucks don't play well tonight is Brogdon back into the starting lineup and Mirotic going back to the bench. Like, that could be a game one to game two adjustment if the Bucks lose tonight or if the Bucks don't play as well as we think they will. So I'm going to be keeping an eye on that as well.
Awesome stuff. Enjoy the game, and we will talk again soon, okay?
Sounds good. I look forward to it.
Appreciate it, Eric. There you go. Eric Namath, The Athletic, our Milwaukee basketball insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them. 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.